Hello, hello. Welcome to WMFO's, the Existential Crisis Radio Hour. I am the only person in the studio right now, which is very upsetting. This is Dina, and like, hopefully Amy will be coming at some point. I don't know. I like deleted a song off my playlist because I was like, oh, I don't want to go over my allotted time. Melissa will not be joining us today because she is still doing her thesis, which she'll be done with tomorrow. But I theoretically should also be doing work because I have a 5-page paper due at noon that I haven't started. But that's fine. That's a whole like 14 hours from now, so it's fine. Yeah, but I have some jams. I've got some recommendations. I also want to mention, while I am not going to be playing anything from Fits and the Tantrums, I know they just announced that they're coming to Boston sometime in June, and I'm sure that's going to be like a super fun concert, and it also means that their album is coming out soon. I don't know when. They've only released one single off of it so far. I played it a couple of weeks ago, so I won't play it again, but they're awesome. And I'll do my usual like plug. Oh, Edward Sharpe and Magnetic Zeros just released a new album. It's like, it's pretty weird. There are a couple songs on it that I'm really into though. So I'm gonna start us off with one of those here on WMFO. Then I will eventually return. I mean, I'll be here the whole time. So, you know, call in, come hang. I'm all alone in the studio. It's fine. It's the usual. Hopefully Amy's coming, crossing my fingers. I'll be sad if she doesn't. But anyway, enjoy some Edward Sharpe, and I'll see you guys later.
My heart, everybody's stealing my heart. slipping through, almost feel them slipping through the palms of my sweaty hands. And I move slow, just slow enough to make you uncomfortable. You sounds fake, it's taken me so long to figure that out. I used to love the taste, I would do anything for it. Now I would do anything to get the taste out of my mouth. And you're so confident, but I hear you crying in your sleeping bag. But you were broken bad yourself, and you were mad as hell. It felt if you had done anything with anyone else, it would have worked out so. One day you'll be washing yourself with hand soap in a public bathroom. And you'll be thinking, how did I get here? Where the hell am I? If the roles were reversed, you could have seen me sneaking up from behind. Emotion. She says that I cannot go. She sees my plane in the ocean. And what about your friends? Don't you love them enough to stay? And I say, if I don't leave now, then I will never get away. Let me be a blue raft on the blue sea. I'll blend right in. Through the palms of my sweaty hands, and I move slowly, just slow enough to make you uncomfortable. But you were broken bad yourself, and you were mad as hell. You felt if you had done anything with anyone else, it would have worked out so well. But you are an artist, and your mind don't work the way you want it to. One day you'll be washing yourself with hand soap in a public bathroom. And you'll be saying, how did I get here? Where the hell am I? If the roles were reversed, you could have seen me sneaking up from behind.
pension funds were gone. He made some bad investments, now the accounts are overdrawn. I took a walk. Tonight I swear I'll come home and we'll make love.
Oh,
Laptop has totally died. Yeah, there we go. Page unresponsive. But luckily, it waited until the end of the song to die. So it's fine. Anyway, I'm going to quickly read out what I played. Amy is here now. Yeah, it's on.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, Amy's here. But Amy's not playing any jams.
I will not be playing any jams, unfortunately. My computer has decided to crash at this time. So, I do not have any jams for you, unfortunately. So we'll leave you in the trusty hands of Robot DJ.
After 11.
After yes. 11.
We are sadly short-staffed today.
Mm. And short. Fending off the thesaurus.
Yeah. Yeah, Melissa's like, yeah, that, doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I played Free Stuff by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, which is one of the less weird songs on the new album, which is good because it was good. Maps by the Front Bottoms, Tell Me What You Want From Me by Good Old War. They were here a few months ago in concert at Brighton Music Hall. It was awesome. And The Light by the Lumineers, also off their new album, came out, I want to say, like, 2 weeks ago now. It's really good. It's a good album. Take a Walk by Passion Pit, 20 Something by Pet Shop Boys for some serious like 80s vibes. I listened to it for the first time earlier today and I was like, wow, they are channeling both their old selves and also like ABBA. Anyway, and Water by Ra Ra Riot and Do You by Spoon. I am going to play a fun PSA for everybody. It's going to be amazing.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, I don't know which one. Which one should I play, Amy? I could play...
Space is always a safe option.
I could play Go Veg, Powerful Weapon.
That's the one. Sounds... That's the one to play.
Sounds right. Okay, please enjoy.
It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
Yeah, vegetables. Eat your veggies, guys. Don't get cancer. Yikes.
Think of all the positive side effects.
Yeah, I mean, I was just telling Amy that this, my boss in my office at work is doing a 10-day green smoothie cleanse, and every day you can only have, like, green, leafy greens and, like, fruit and, like, a handful of nuts and one hard-boiled egg. But you can't have too many hard-boiled egg. But it's, like, 10 days, and you can lose however many pounds. And I think this is absurd, but, like, okay, you know, whatever works for you. If you want to eat, like, spinach for 10 days straight, then...
Mm. Yeah, I know a few people who take up juice cleanses as, like, a religious ritual, like an annual ritual. Which seems to be a thing, but...
Well, I mean, that's, like, that's more... I don't know. I feel like that's more reasonable than being, like, fad diet, I'm gonna only eat
spinach. That's what she's into?
Yeah.
Right now? Oh, okay. Well, that's a different story.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've got some more jams. It'll be... It's always a blast. It's always an existential crisis.
The never ending.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. The past, like, week, This week has been a total existential crisis. Just 100% of the time.
The grand finale to your college career.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I suppose I haven't been thinking about it that way, but I think that's more pleasant. Not pleasant.
Hopefully.
Livable? Whatever. Anyway.
Tolerable.
Survivable. Yeah. Anyway, enjoy my last few songs, and we'll turn it over. Yeah.
into circumstance, and they're not asking for a miracle.
with my conviction. For now I'll contemplate what it is to grow in vision. I want to feel alive. I want to feel alive. I want to feel alive. I want to feel alive.
this, please, and play a silent color film within my head, in which the pillow leaves a cold upon your face, and all at once it all makes perfect sense. 400 bones crumpled in bed. I'm the only one who knows that you're still breathing.
Hello, folks. I'm gonna read out what I played and then play one more Frightened Rabbit song. Double hitter Frightened Rabbit. This one's gonna be old though, but anyway, because. Anyway, well, I will explain. So I played Do You by Spoon. I think I said I played that already, but anyway, after that I played Nobody's Born with a Broken Heart by Grace Potter. Then Coming of Age by Foster the People. Then Choose Again by Bishop Allen. Then I Want to Feel Alive by Lighthouse and the Wailer. I've been meaning to like listen to that whole album. I haven't gotten around to it. I feel like it came out last year. 400 Bones by Frightened Rabbit, who are coming here in 2 weeks and we're seeing them. Yay! Yeah, and then I've got one more song, and we will leave you in the capable hands of Robot DJ, because we are having all sorts of technical difficulties. It's okay. Any last parting words of wisdom, Amy?
Don't forget to brush your teeth.